You've always said that you were going to do the intro, but I guess I'm going to always do them now.
I don't know. I was just kind of waiting for your, like, I don't know, your acceptance. Good morning!
Good morning, Los Angeles! Welcome back to Florida! So there's something trapped in my throat. Give me a second.
This is the morning ride with Chris and Tate while Chris slowly chokes himself on his own mucus and snot and spit and other things. Probably his breakfast, too.
I hate being human. Dude, you cannot see anything. The sun is so bright.
I know. Well, I can. Because I have sunglasses on.
I don't.
Well, it sucks to suck now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Today is a lovely day.
Today is a lovely 45 degree weather, and I am in shorts and a t-shirt and loving every second of it.
And meanwhile, I'm in a giant Hollister jacket and these weird pants that I don't know what they are. So I'm kind of cold because, you know, I'm a natural Floridian. Floridian. Because I wasn't born and raised in Estonia, unlike my mom and my family, so they, you know, it's just the hot.
Hot?
It's just constantly hot and humid here, but now it's...
I need a munch of hot.
Now it's cold and humid, which I think makes it even worse.
Oh, dude, it makes it fantastic. It feels like you're walking through ice the whole entire... It's like you're walking through just, like, really cold water. And I mean, I feel like as soon as you step outside, you've, like, taken a dive in, like, a swimming pool that hasn't been heated in a really long time.
Ooh, and the sun is out. It is bright. There are no clouds in the sky. Yesterday, it was, like, depressing. Yesterday, there was thunder clouds, and it was scary.
And it was raining.
And it was raining.
The whole entire day.
And it was cold. Update your weight and measurement information for this week's progress.
Why are you talking? What?
The notification on my phone.
Okay.
I don't know. I downloaded this app for, like, watching my, like, nutrition and stuff, and they keep telling me to update my weight every single day, and it's like, I'm 132 pounds. What do you want from me?
That's about 42 pounds heavier than I am, or lighter than I am.
Wait, heavier than
no,
you?
No, lighter. Ah! I'm fat!
Alright. I was watching this video this morning, about this... Have you heard of this channel, Improvement Pill?
No.
Oh, well...
Sounds like an interesting thing.
I don't know, I just found it this morning, and it was pretty interesting. This dude made, like, a video. He makes drawing comics, but, like, of things of, like, how to improve yourself. But... One video that he made was, like, how to get your life together.
And sounds like something I need.
Basically, he talked about this thing called dopamine fasting, where he says that all you have to do is for one day do absolutely nothing, right? You're prohibited from using your phone, using the internet, talking to friends, doing everything that makes you feel good. That you do on a daily basis that, like, you know, triggers your dopamine, right? And...
So go to school, basically. Because nothing makes me feel good.
So even talking to us, it doesn't make you feel good?
I said going to school, not the drive to school.
Well, I mean... Still, that's triggering dopamine. Anyways.
What? Okay, so just literally sit in a dark room and do nothing for the whole entire day. Yeah, I've done that before.
No, he says, you gotta... What you can do is... You can do some light exercises. You can,
like, push up.
I guess. you can go for a walk. You can't eat a lot of food. He says to mainly just drink water. And you write. You just write the entire day. And the things that you write about are, like, things that, you have problems with. Like, the problems that you have, pains that you need to address and need to figure out how to fix. And then you spend the entire day just doing that. And you do virtually nothing else. And apparently, if you spend that entire day, like, limiting yourself from everything that gives you pleasure, that, like, makes you produce dopamine, then apparently the next day when you wake up... You'll be, like, super motivated to do the things that you want to do. So, That's something that I want to try personally.
I'm going to try dopamine fasting, and then I'm going to be like, all right, boys, rise and shine, let's grind on some Overwatch.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I'd plan on doing it for, but, like, I just want to try it, because, like, I have some things that I need to do, but I just, like, I never do them. I mean, like,
if any of that, like, have to do something, or like, if you want to do something, it's probably, like, or, like, the things that you have to do for me are, like, homework, and that's never going to get done.
I didn't do any homework last night.
I did all of my math packet except for the last page, because I just kind of blanked on how to do it. I was like, wow, I can't believe how retarded I am.
Because, like, yesterday, I drove to Trader Joe's, and we just bought a bunch of food. Bought more kombucha for myself, and I'm happy. and then I bought this new game, Planetary Annihilation, and I cannot see because the sun is, like, shining directly into my eyes.
Then fix it.
Alright. Come here, sun!
Wouldn't you want the sun to go away?
Well, if you shoot out the sun, then everyone dies. Don't you want that? What? I can't see. Anyway. Like, I can't look at you because then I get blinded.
Why would you want to look at me anyway?
Because I'm talking to you. I'm a human being. I talk to people by looking at them. I don't look at my shoes and be like, I'm sad and depressing. Don't look at my face. I mean, that was me, like, freshman year, but anyways. What were we talking about? Dopamine fasting.
Yes.
Like, I have, like, all these things that I need to do. Like, I'm actually finally, like, working towards trying to get my license. Finally.
Hey.
After all this time. But I guess I can't really get it this week because my mom is working late every day. And the DMV is open until 4 p.m. and my mom gets home later than 4 p.m. and we get home at like 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So I can't really get that done. There's a dog barking in the back of a pickup truck.
Jeez, what is that? Oh my gosh! I see the dog. Oh, he's kind of cute.
He's kind of barking at a landscaping truck. I think that dog wants a job. But. I think if I were to do dopamine fasting, I think I'd be able to make more YouTube videos. Because I've been meaning to make more, like, gaming videos and shit like that, but...
Yeah.
I always tell everybody that I'm gonna do it, that I'm gonna continue doing it, and I never do.
You see, the thing is, I want to do that kind of stuff, but, like, my schedule just doesn't allow for it.
Yeah, you have, like, rowing literally every hour of the day.
Pretty much. When I'm not at school, I'm either rowing or doing homework. And then when I'm not doing either of those three, most likely sleeping or eating.
You see, that I'm the complete opposite. Most of my day is, like, school, and then I get home, and I do nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Literally nothing productive. And I need to fix that.
I know. As soon as college starts, though, I think my plan is to start a YouTube channel again, because I did have one before. But, like, I just don't have the time, because especially when college starts, I'm going to have a lot more free time. You know, I'm not going to have to worry about having to go to school for 6 hours a day. I'm only likely going to have one or two classes at the most, you know, three classes maybe. So, it's kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like I'd have more time and be able to do it. If I could turn it into something, then great.
Because, I mean, like, if we do well at YouTube, like, you can literally make that a side job.
Yeah, or even your main job if you get enough.
Well, that's if you really dedicate your time to it, and if you really make your videos, like, appealing and exciting and...
Yeah.
Just... You grab the necks of people and just drag them in.
Yeah. The amount of, like, time and stuff that goes into that is just a lot.
Yeah. Because, I mean, for me, making, like, gaming videos, it takes at least an hour to record, but then it takes, like, 2 to 3 times more time to edit that video.
Yeah.
And that's what...
And then you have to make a thumbnail for it, which...
Yeah, you have to make a thumbnail... And then you have to upload it and then check the, like, analytics just to see how well it's doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something you can do the next day, though. You don't have to check the analytics immediately, because as soon as you upload it, there's not going to be people watching your videos unless you're extremely popular.
That's like, I also have like that kind of anxiety from that because like I'm very scared of checking my YouTube channel because like one of the videos that I uploaded, the I made a video about Black Mesa, but it was like with a mod or something, and it got over, I think, 4,000 views. And once it went past 1,000 views, I was so scared of looking at my YouTube channel because I did not want to see how well that video was doing. Also, if you guys listening to this podcast right now, if you guys don't understand what's going on, basically I have two different YouTube channels. One I've uploaded like my traveling videos to, and there's like just a few little memes on there that I've made, mainly regarding like the things that my friends and I do. But also I used to run a gaming channel. And my videos weren't that great at first. I the first two videos I uploaded got like 40 views, 50 views, 60 views. And then I went solo and I posted these two videos of a game that I just decided to play with like a really stupid mod that just basically destroyed the game and made it really stupid. And those ranked over like more than 1,000 views. And I think that's the reason why I stopped making gaming videos, because I was so anxious of checking those videos, because like,
yeah,
all my videos have like minimum just like 40 views, and then those two videos just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And then I gained like 41 subscribers just from that one video. And I see people, like, I posted two of those videos, right? And it's like a Half-Life 2 thing.
Yeah.
And so I posted two videos, and a majority of the comments on that video is, "Where's episode 3? Don't pull a Valve and don't post episode 3. And I basically pulled a Valve. I didn't post episode
3. You can't count 3!
The thing is, I have the third video. It's on my archive, just waiting to be
edited.
So you
literally just pulled a Valve.
I literally pulled a Valve. Because I'm so anxious of editing that video and posting it. And at the same time, I think I'm going to delete it because I recorded that video sophomore year. So I'm like I was completely different at that time.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then like last year I posted a video about Toontown with Ross and Carson. That video didn't do so great, but that video was like hilarious. I found that video really funny. But even before I went to Oregon, I made another video about The Sims 4.
Yeah.
And it's relatively funny, but I never posted it. I fully edited the entire video, but I never posted it. Because I think I didn't have Photoshop to make the thumbnail for the video. So I kind of just gave up.
Just ask me, you know, if you need like anything done for as far as thumbnails go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like,
you know, I'm actually, like, you know, paying for Photoshop. It's yeah, coming out of my own wallet.
And I'm not, so I need to get Photoshop again. I can't, but I need a job. So, yeah, I think...
get one.
Well, I'm going to do that after I get my license. Yeah. So then I can drive to work.
Seems reasonable.
So, yeah, that's why I want to try the dopamine fasting to see if that will help me with my productivity and making more videos again. Because,
yeah,
hey, that Black Mesa video that I made that ranked over 4,000 views, it made us 2 cents off ad revenue.
Hey.
And the thing is, Ross connected his card to my channel because, like, I didn't know how I felt about connecting my debit card to, like, my channel to make ad revenue. So he did it for me, and he said any money that we make off of this, we can, like, split it, because Ross was helping me work on my YouTube channel, because he's in a majority of my videos, because me and him wanted to do this together.
Yeah.
I think he stopped now, and I think that's also another reason why I stopped making videos, because, like, I was always depending on him to, like, make good videos, but I guess, like, he's not really there, so, like, I just stopped. But I can clearly do this stuff by myself, but now I gotta get his account off of my channel, and I gotta put my account on it if I want to make ad revenue off videos again.
Yeah.
So, but that's definitely something I want to do for, like, a side job. So, yeah. If you guys want to check that out. I don't even remember my channel name. I think it's Chris Da Bro. It's just my name, and then D-A, and then bro, with, like, the C, D, and B capital. You'll probably be able to identify my channel by the really weird thumbnail that it has for the channel icon.
The icon, yeah.
And also the channel banner is really cringy, and I need to change it. And so you'll easily be able to identify it. It has Winston Churchill on it. His face is like faded in the background. You'll see like Kermit the Frog on either sides, and there's like I'll have two number nines just written across on the banner. You'll be able to easily identify it.
I'm gonna have to look this up.
And my other channel is Chris.meme, so it's even worse. But the channel icon is like a photo of me in Estonia, and the banner is a photo that I took in Estonia. So if you guys ever check that out, you'll be able to see the videos that I make.
I don't know if I want to start doing a channel again. I used to do a... Actually, stopped this, like, early this year. Because I was super... I don't know why. But I was super into playing competitive Yu-Gi-Oh! For the longest time. I think me and my friend started this channel... Oh, God. I don't even know how long ago. But, I mean, our channel was doing fairly good for a smaller channel. Like, I vaguely remember, I think we racked up at least over 100 subscribers. We had most of our views getting over 1,000, 2,000 views. So, I mean, the channel was going places, but then, like, all of a sudden, just kind of stopped posting. Because we had someone to do thumbnails, so we could just outsource that to her, which was great. Because none of us had to do it. At the time, I didn't have Photoshop, so I was like, yeah, I'm not making these. So it was more or less that. Then you have... I mean, just all of that was... I mean, it was going places. I think if we put a little bit more effort into it, then we probably could have, like, actually, you know, done something with it, made a little bit of money off of it. But then, as soon as senior year started for me, which is this year, I got... slammed with rowing, I got slammed with the job, I got slammed with everything, and I'm just like, I cannot do this anymore. So I said, you know what, guys, why don't you just take me off of the channel, you guys do it by yourselves. And as soon as I left, the literally they only posted one video, and then that was it. And that video was announcing that I wouldn't be on the channel anymore. And they just never posted again. So I'm like, all right. But I do believe that the channel is, like... I want to say around 150 subscribers. I think that was the last time I checked. The channel's dead now, though. It's literally not ever going to post again. As much as I'd love to get back into it, it's just, I don't think I'd want to do that topic because, surprisingly, it's a really competitive market. And I don't think I'd want to do that format either. I think I'd probably want to go do something by myself, you know, and find a market that isn't as competitive, or at least a community that isn't as toxic. Now, I'm not saying the people I was doing the channel with were toxic. I'm just saying that, like, some of the other, like, if you actually do look into, like, the people who do play that professionally and, like, what the meta of that game is, it's really, really toxic. It's just something I don't want to deal with ever. But yeah, that was my little YouTube channel story. I actually think I did have, like, a YouTube channel when I was, like, 10. I was, like, Beyblade.
I remember Carson, he showed me that he had a YouTube channel when he was younger. And I think he did like, unboxing videos for, like, Amiibos or something.
Amiibo! Yeah.
He sent me a video, and it was, like, him in, like, 6th grade. And he was, like, he was unboxing something. And I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, I had a channel. It was called, oh, jeez, I don't even know what it was called. I lied. I was gonna, like, oh yeah, I'll just pull the name right out of my head. No. I forget what it was called, but it was literally just me playing Beyblades by myself. It was like, okay, this is depressing.
Oh, and actually the funny thing is, I think from what I remember Carson telling me was that when he uploaded that one video of him doing the unboxing, he received one mean comment, and then he deleted the channel.
Carson!
And I was like, what?
So, yeah, that's great. That's real great.
That's fun. I think Scott wants to get into YouTube now. Dude, that person is driving into the other lane. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Jesus Christ. Jeez, man. So my thing is with YouTube is that it's really hard for a channel to get, like, attention, especially if you're not doing this just for fun. Like, if you're doing YouTube videos just for fun and you're kind of just looking at, uploading videos just for your friends to see. It's kind of similar to what we're doing for this podcast, you know? Mm-hmm. Just for our friends listening to what we say, talk about in the car. not really looking for any monetization. But if it does go there, we're okay with that. But, yeah, so as far as, like, if you're not doing it just for yourself or, like, yo, guys, look at this. I did something really cool with this video game. I want you to check it out. I have a YouTube channel for it. And I'll post more, like, crazy stuff there. If you're not doing it just for that, you gotta do something, like... I don't know. You gotta do... And you're, like, trying to make it big. It's really hard for these newer channels to, like, actually get into that. Especially if they have good content. It's just because we have all these giant channels that have the same content. Or, like, same type of content, you know? Yeah. So, like, if you're talking about Rainbow Six Siege, and you have a smaller channel that makes really good, funny content, but they're not as popular, it's because these other people are going to default to these bigger channels that are doing the same type of content, regardless of regardless if it's better or worse, you know?
Yeah.
Because I actually found, there was a small, like, Smash Bros. YouTube channel that I found, way back, and I was like, okay, this guy's content's really good, but, you know, he doesn't have a lot of subscribers. I think he might be better than some of the other YouTubers, so I'm still subscribed to his channel. I think he's growing, but he's not, like, it's not, like, anything too massive. He's still not as big as these channels that have, like, 250,000 subscribers or making money making money off their videos for a living and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, like, sad when you see all these people who have really good content, but then they're just kind of overtaken by these bigger YouTube channels, especially when you've got, like, you know, it's just the way it works. I feel like you're looking at more of a subscriber fight, you know?
Mm.
Like, if you're subscribed to this one person, then you exclusively watch their videos. You don't watch anyone else's videos. I'm guilty of that. Like, I'm subscribed to a few people who do certain types of content, and I don't really watch anyone else's videos and their content unless it just happens to pop up and recommend it. It's, like, something I would like to see.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just kind of... the way that YouTube's set up, it just kind of sucks if you're trying to make money off of it. But if you're doing it just for fun, then, yeah, that's you.
Yeah, because, like, when I was doing it half for fun and half for, like, seeing the potential at making money. And... I mean, I can see that my potential is pretty good, considering that Black Mesa video somehow did so well with the like, amount of videos that I've uploaded.
Yeah.
But, I like watching back on them, because, like, they're just so funny and fun to watch.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
No, sorry, I forgot what it was. I had to clean up my windshield. I was trying to get the fog off, and I was like, oh, that's not working. Yeah, but okay, I remember what I was gonna say. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that when I was doing my competitive Yu-Gi-Oh channel, whatever the fuck you want to call it, one of our highest viewed videos was the one I did solo. So most of our higher view videos, I'm pretty sure, were ones with me in it or me doing it solo. You know. So I definitely think that if I put in the time and commitment to doing these videos, or just any topic, rather, I think I could do it, but I'm not sure how far I would get, you know? I mean, yeah. It's more of just, like, a thing of, I want to do this, I want to make money off of it, but will I be able to, because what I just said, like, a few minutes ago, there's too many channels that are fighting for subscribers, and when you're subscribed to someone, you're exclusively watching their content, and really no one else's.
But, like, I think that if you were to put a lot of effort into your videos, and if you were to just keep it consistent, just keep uploading regardless of what's happening.
Yeah.
And then obviously, if you, like, listen to what friends say or what, like, your comments say, like, constructive criticism and stuff like that, and you, like, change up things just to, like, fix that or whatever, I think if you just keep that consistent, then you'll grow anyways.
Yeah.
Because I've, like, people, like, somehow got to my channel. Because, like, when you look at my first, like, I've only uploaded, I think, 6 or 7 videos, and, I put a lot of effort into editing all of them, and the first 3 videos, I think, did, like, poorly. They got, like, 60, 50 views. And then I went solo, and then I did the Black Mesa video, and it started ranking up views, and then I was like, alright, I'm gonna make a part 2. And I did the part 2, and that ranked up views. But then that's when I got anxious, and I was getting kind of scared of, like, growing too fast.
Yeah.
So I just slowed down a little bit, and I kind of, like, got lazy. But, like, I mean, I kept that consistent, and, like, people were flocking to my channel. I had, like, comments saying, like, dude, this is actually pretty good. I'm subscribed now. And I was like, oh, alright. Like, a lot of people were, like, saying that. Like, they were posting those kind of comments on my videos, and I was like...
And then you pull the valve.
Yeah, I pulled the valve, and I stopped. Because I got, like, really anxious. But, I mean, now I feel like I have the potential to, like, keep doing it, because I don't feel as anxious.
Yeah.
And, like, I've been wanting to cooperate with people, too. Like, I've been wanting to involve, like... a lot of us into my videos, especially, like, you know, Carson and Scott, because they're always available, but...
Damn it!
But, like, Carson seems to be afraid to put himself out there, because, like, every time that I try to, like, every time that I convince him to try streaming, whenever I try to tell him to stream the, like, HTC Vive sessions that we have, he never does, and I don't know why. We only did it once, and it worked out okay. Like, I mean, we had, there were some of our friends came in and just saw what we were doing, and they were like, oh, this is cool. And that was it. And, like, there wasn't a lot of viewers on the, like, stream. There was, like, probably 1 or 2 at max. But, like, every time that I tried to convince him, I guess either he was, like, too lazy to set it up, or he was just, I guess, too afraid or something. But then again, like, I don't know why he would stream in general if he was too afraid to stream. But, I know that Scott's not afraid, but, like... Like, I've seen him streaming a lot, and he recently got Sony Vegas Pro 14 on Steam, just like I did. And I think he's getting a Blue Yeti soon, so he's gonna join
what?
The...
Like a cup?
No, like the, microphone.
No.
The giant, like, microphone.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, wait, what?
So now we're gonna be, like, a trio of, like, Blue Yeti users. Like, I have a Blue Yeti on a mic stand, Carson has a Blue Yeti on a mic stand, and then, like, Scott's gonna soon have a Blue Yeti. And,
I'll just have the headphone mic.
Yeah, everyone else has a headphone mic.
I feel like, I don't know, though. I asked for a headphone mic on my birthday. That's really, like, the only thing I asked for besides, like... I don't know. I forgot what else I asked for. So, hopefully it'll be, like, just certainly high... Like, generally high quality.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. See, the thing is, though, I'm not a ginormous PC gamer. I find myself playing more, like, video games on PS4 and the Switch. Mm-hmm. So, I would want to, if I did a YouTube channel, I'd want to figure out a way to do videos from, like, those. And I think you need, like, a capture
card. A capture card.
A bunch of other stuff that I don't want to buy and invest in.
I mean, no, I think if you were to just to record from a PlayStation 4 or a Switch or whatever, I think all you need is a capture card. And you can get, like, relatively cheap ones that can record at 1080p, like, 30 frames or 60. I know that, like, Elgato is one of the, like, more bigger ones, and they're like, give us $200 and we can give you 1080p, 60fps on your PlayStation 4. And then it's like, okay, but I want to do PC and not... Gotcha, fam. We got this PCIe Express port, or a capture card, $500, it'll record 1080p 30 frames, and you're just like, why? Why is this so much more expensive?
Yeah.
But there's some other capture cards that are not specifically Elgato that you can get that are, like, relatively good.
No, what you gotta do is you gotta screen record. I don't know if you know how to do this on PS4, but there's an option where you can screen record.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you just do that, and then you take the video, and you upload it to a USB drive, and then you put it in your computer and record over.
That's so much work.
I know, it's so much work. I don't think you can do... I'm not sure if you can do the same thing on a Switch. I know you can do it on a PS4, though.
Does the Switch even have a recording function?
I mean, it obviously does, because I've done stuff for Mario Kart. Not on YouTube channel. I just, like... Like, whenever I would play my friend or something online in Splatoon or Mario Kart, I'd always, like, record really stupid kills or something like that. Like, we were having a sniper fight in Splatoon, and, I literally just fired a random, like, a full-charged random shot. Mm. It just, in nowhere, I didn't even see him, but I just sniped him out of the air. I was like, oh, damn. That was a good shot. Lucky, but a really good shot. So, yeah. Now, I mean, it's just for, like, stupid stuff like that that I have replays of. And then I have, like, screen captures of other really stupid stuff for, like, Mario Kart. Because I always forget what builds I do for stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but I don't think it has an actual, like, screen recording feature. Like, I'm pretty sure I did all that through the Splatoon app. Who knows, though?
Who knows?
Or not app, game, I guess. Because it's not.
Gay.
Alright. My windshield is really foggy. Oh, wait, all I did was wipe it. I didn't know it was from the inside. I thought it was foggy from the outside. Oh, I can see now.
Well, then your windshield wipers would have wiped it.
Shut up. See, the thing is, though, with the capture card, like, I'm pretty sure the ones that are actually decent do cost generally a bit of, like, a good hunk of money. And I do not have a good hunk of money on me.
Then you budget.
What's that mean? I literally spend $50 on gas twice a week at least.
Then you budget.
I can't. If all my money's going into gas. Like, I physically cannot budget.
Well then, buy a gas-efficient car hybrid and then budget.
So you're telling me to go buy, like, a 2010 Prius that'll last another 20 years.
Yeah.
Which will arguably cost more than the capture card.
Yes. And then you can budget, spend less on gas, and then budget for a capture card.
Yes.
And then you can buy a house while you're at it.
What's the hell? Where's the house coming in?
You can pay for your child support payments.
I don't even have any kids!
You don't know that.
I'm still a virgin. We have problems.
Okay. You don't have kids then.
You don't know that.
I love how this conversation just, like, went downhill real fast.
Downhill so fast. Alright, well, I'm just gonna roll the outro now. Thank you guys for, wow.
Thank you guys for wow.
I forgot what I was gonna say. Thank you guys for listening. We greatly appreciate any listeners we get. Yeah. That's all I got for me.
Check out, I guess you don't really have a YouTube channel
anymore. I don't have a YouTube channel anymore. If you want to watch how cringy I was and talking about competitive Yu-Gi-Oh, then you can go check out our channel. It's still up.
Well,
I'm not going to advertise it, though, because I doubt anyone's going to want to see it.
Well, I'm going to advertise my channel. I already advertised it earlier today. But again, it's Chris Dabro. It's my name, and then D-A, and then bro. It's no spaces. The first letters are capitals. I don't really have a lot on there. It's just a few videos that I made a few years ago. And I plan on... Well, I want to... post more videos on there, so hopefully in the near future I'm gonna have some more good content coming on there. But then again I want to try the whole dopamine fasting thing. If you guys want to try that dopamine fasting, essentially the do's and don'ts are what you can't do is essentially don't do all the things that you find fun on a daily basis, as in Like, if you're just using your phone just to check social media or play a video game, or like, you're just doing all these little things that are just completely, like, you know, essentially unproductive, but you find like pleasurable, you cannot do those.
I play Pokemon Go.
that's basically like Scott and Carson
and me
and you.
It's a problem.
But the things, like, also you have to cut a lot of food out of the, and okay, so you do this entirely like in one day, and you cut a lot of food out of the day as well. So you just essentially drink mainly water, and then the things that you can do are, like, you can do some, like, lightweight exercises, or you can go for a walk. I know that a lot of you probably don't like doing that for some reason.
I'm going on walks.
I want to go for a walk.
Yeah, we have to go for a walk to go to school.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that far. It's just over there. And then, I don't remember what the other things were, but, like, you also can't read books as well, because that...
But
also,
you just write, basically. You write about everything that's wrong in your life, yeah, and they seek to fix it.
Yeah, you just write mainly the entire day, and just, like, take breaks, go for a walk, do, like, just little things that can keep... That, like, gives you a little bit of a break from writing. But the things that you write about are, like, what are causing the pains in your life? Like, what are the troubles that you have, and what do you feel like is making you unproductive? And, like, list all the things that you want to do and need to do, and then just write what's keeping you back from that, and then write down things that you could probably do to achieve what you want to do, essentially. So that's dopamine fasting. I'm sure as hell gonna try that soon. I think I'm gonna do it on Sunday.
So you come back to school on Monday and you're just ready to knock out literally every piece of homework that you have backed up.
I think so. I don't know. I'm really curious to see how this works, but thanks you guys for listening.
Thanks you guys.
My name. Why did my bank open? All right. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. There's a weird kid walking past the car and two girls. Whatever. Have fun and
stay safe, kids. Don't do drugs.
Stay safe. We'll figure it out.